Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week, our musical caravan has pulled right up to Studio E in Monterra. We are broadcasting right from the Creative Laboratory itself. I'm talking about Scott Stone and Joey D of Mondo Stereo. Their new CD is out on all streaming platforms now, and they're pressing limited edition vinyl. And from Studio E, the man behind the board, the George Martin of the Coastside, Rich Pearsall.
It's great to see everybody here. Scott, Joey, Rich, this is great. It's a roundtable discussion here today on the new Mondo Stereo disc. And when I say disc, I mean not only is it live streaming on, say, Spotify and Amazon Music, but you're doing a record this time as well as a CD. Is that right, Scott?
That's right, Mike. We're having a vinyl release in addition to the CD release because we're old school like that. And we know that there are lots of music fans out there who appreciate that and appreciate that tactile experience of holding the disc in your hand and reading the liner notes and looking at the art and all the old school, old world stuff that goes into a vinyl record.
When I think about the CD, the album, I'm just going to call it an album now. About the album, I feel like, Scott and Joey, it's a greatest hits album because not only do you have Sugar.
Remixed. That's what the engineer says.
And then you have Dance Like You Want It, right, which has that harder edge rock lead guitar with Joey D. It feels like greatest hits, but we're going to play three tracks that probably the listeners haven't heard before. We're going to play Don't Cry. We're going to play Amaze Me, which is an amazing track, and Putting It All Back Together, which I noticed has a little horn treatment on it.
First, let me express my gratitude to Rich Pearsall, who's sitting directly across from me.
Thank you.
Really talented, tremendously good dude, patient dude, wizard behind the board, and just all-around pleasure to work with.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean all that from the heart. Rich heard me say that many times throughout the process of making this record, but... Yeah. The record doesn't get done without Rich and done in the way that it's done, which was actually in a variety of different settings, right? Like some recorded here in the studio, some demo material that I brought to Rich and that we challenged ourselves to rise to the threshold of everything else that we recorded. Tons of fun coming into Studio E, which I'm sitting in right now and looking around and remembering all of the things that we did to make this album happen.
This is the place we did it, man.
Now, Scott, you're always the auteur in life. You like to do everything by yourself. But here we have Joey D, a master lead guitarist here on the Coastside. Joey, how did you get involved with Scott in the first place? And, you know, what I see you bring to Mondo Stereo is just that extra grit on top of Scott's beautiful harmonies.
Thanks for having us here, by the way. We appreciate it. Scott and I met quite a few years ago. I heard Scott play, I think, by himself. And I approached him and just said, man, I love your stuff. You're a young guy and you love playing the oldies. From there, we started playing together. I think that went on for about a year or two. And then Scott brought to me a bunch of originals that he had. And so we started working together on those.
I want to go in now to Don't Cry. Let's talk about that track a second. A beautiful acoustic track with layered vocals. Scott, do you want to talk about it and then we'll play it?
Sure. Yeah, this was a song that had very grand ambitions when Rich and I sat down to record it. I originally envisioned like a string suite over this song and it had some parts that didn't make the final cut. We pared it down into something simpler and more direct, letting the 12-string guitar kind of do more of the part that the orchestration was originally going to do. And thematically, it's an unusual song for me. Sometimes when I'm writing lyrics, I'm thinking about things that have stuck in my craw maybe for years in the past. And for this song, I was thinking about an experience that's happened to me a number of times, probably to you guys too and to our listeners out there. Have you ever had a friend or somebody that you care about and you've seen them in pain, you know, and you know that they're suffering, they're down and out. And you wish to yourself, I wish I could take that pain somehow from you and bear it on my shoulder so that you didn't have to for a moment. And that's what I was thinking about when I wrote this tune. to make it more unusual for me, it's finger pick. So that was a challenge of playing this song too, coming in with a small bodied guitar and trying to get that sound just right with Rich. And I think we finally did after a number of takes and finesses.
Yeah, I think one of the things that just to kind of think about it holistically as far as the album is concerned, what I was looking for was something very, very pared down, because we don't have that in any other song. And we're trying to give, you know, we're taking the listener on a ride, and we want to take him in a slightly different direction sometimes. And so doing it as simply as we did with that song, I think, makes it a real compliment with everything else that's on the album.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Let's play it now. This is called Don't Cry. It's Mondo Stereo, Scott Stone, Joey D, produced by Rich Pearsall. Don't Cry on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. For the Coast Side, KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale sitting in with you, Coast Side Carousel, a special edition this week with Mondo Stereo and producer Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montero. There was the beautiful ballad, Don't Cry. All right, let's talk about the song Amaze Me. You're doing some kind of treatment on the vocals when Scott is when Scott is singing in that high register Amaze Me.
Well, I think Scott needs to talk about, because he had a sound in his head, and all I was trying to do was chase after him and find that sound and be able to, you know, capture it and put it out there.
That is a great point. How, you know, when an artist has a sound in his head and maybe it's not translating to tape yet, what does the producer do to bring that out?
A lot of experimentation.
This was one of the most fun parts of working with Rich, because I have a lot of ideas in my head, and I came in bursting with those. And on a song like that, the backing vocal that you're talking about over the chorus, yeah, I remember telling Rich something like, well, I want it to sound psychedelic. and Flangery, and I hear a phaser, right? And Rich could go through this entire bag of tricks and go, okay, I think what you're talking about is a pulsating Leslie speaker, right? I've got this plug-in over here that I think, and I would
pulsating
listen to it and go,
Leslie speaker,
yeah,
that's
right?
Perfect.
Okay, that's it, that's the sound. Yeah. Or no, that's not right. And it was a constant game of pushing and pulling to kind of go, okay, does this finally resemble what you thought you heard in your head? And the answer to that sometimes was, yeah, we nailed it. And the answer to that was no, but that's even cooler, even grander than what I thought.
I'm Mike Dale with Scott Stone, Joey D, Rich Pearsall, Studio E in Montera, and this is called Amaze Me on KHMB. Side Carousel on KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale sitting in with you, and a special edition today from Studio E in Montera. Been a while since I've seen Rich Pearsall. Mondo Stereo has a brand new album out. There's a big CD release party coming up in August. Let's move into the song Putting It All Back Together, and this is where I want to bring in Joey D, because Joey, I've said this to you before, your fretwork is just amazing.
Scott, to me, what I really am attracted to as we work together now, working on 3 years, and he is a genius that way, where he writes something and he's writes these engaging lyrics together, and it's a whole piece. You know, I've found what my niche is. My niche is the color guy. You bring me sort of a blank, not blank canvas, it's there, but it doesn't have all the full color on it. And that's where I come in. That's where Scott and I have worked together, where I'm able to come in and totally embellish what you have.
And I heard the earlier versions of this song. This particular one on the new album has some orchestration, Rich Pearsall. Do you want to talk about that a second? Is it in Scott's head? Is that your sound, Scott?
That is exactly it. I mean, Scott brought the sound to me, and then I'm the guy who basically found the way to get the stuff out of his head and into the groove. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'll add to that a little bit since we're talking about it. Our listeners, if they're keyboard players, piano players, or maybe not, might know a little bit about MIDI orchestration, which is where you're playing something out of a keyboard and then you're assigning different sounds to it. So you can create a whole horn section that you compose, and a lot of composers do that. That's the really great thing about a piano is you have a little bit of skills in that. You can translate that into a number of different instruments. So this was a song that had some space, and it had, you know, sort of a grandiose vision for something big and orchestral and maybe a little bit Who-like. You know, Pete Townsend and the Who is what I was thinking of there. Todd Rundgren in his early days in the Nas, and filling out that space with a horn section. And so I had composed that part on MIDI and brought it in for Rich. And then we put our heads together and it was, okay, what kinds of horns or strings do you hear in this part? And a lot of experimentation to figure out what kinds of sounds create that like big bass and brass backing that you hear, and then the sort of finer, higher notes of what you're hearing in there too.
It is so powerful. Let's listen to it now on Coastside Carousel, putting it all back together with Mondo Stereo on KHMB.
Couldn't find my way in the darkness. However far I ran away, covering distance blindly, heading downhill. Spent a lot of time in that state, feeling unfulfilled. Seasons falling like rain, wishing that I could escape. All I could do was just wait it out. That place.
It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB, putting it all back together, and there is Mondo Stereo, brand new CD. I've got Scott Stone, Joey D, and Rich Pearsall here. When can we get you on the big concert tour, guys? Can I be your manager?
Sure, buddy. Yeah, no, we've had such a blast getting to play here and to scale things up a little bit, and I'm hoping that once the album gets heard and hopefully finds some appreciative ears, that there'll be some more opportunities to continue doing that.
Honestly, as soon as this is done, we're getting ready to write some more stuff.
Yeah, Russ never sleeps.
Yeah.
No, and the opportunity never sleeps either. You know, things in life are fleeting, and Scott and I have found a nice relationship where we work together quite well. Rich is an amazing asset to that production, and so we're gonna as soon as this is out, we already talked about starting to write some new stuff.
And I can't wait. ABC, always be creating.
Oh,
I love it.
I like that.
Thank you guys so much.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us in, Mike.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
Head to MondoStereoLive.com right now, Coastsiders. Scott Stone, Joey D, and the great Rich Pearsall. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Enjoy your songs in the key of life, stay in tune, and be well on your carousel. I'm Mike Dale.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.